Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 3:30. Strive not with a man without cause if he have done thee no harm. Some Christians simply live by the first two words of this verse, but there is nothing in the Bible that prohibits all striving, for there is good striving and there is wicked striving. To strive is to make efforts, to exert, to endeavor with earnestness, to contend, contest, to struggle in opposition. You can strive against and you can strive for. You may strive against temptation, or you may strive for the truth. We are told in Proverbs 25:8, "Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame." This kind of striving may get you in trouble because this kind of striving is not well thought out. Paul in 2 Timothy 2:5 cautions those who strive for masteries to strive lawfully. He also warns that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Verse 14. Those who are inclined to strive, on many occasions, strive about matters of small importance. So striving can be a good thing or a bad thing. There is a lawful kind of striving, and there is an unlawful kind of striving. As we drive by rules, so we must strive by the rules. As we are to be a safe driver, we must also be a safe striver. We may strive for the mastery. We may strive to enter in at the straight gate. We may strive in prayer. But we are to strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. We are enjoined from embroiling ourselves in causeless strife. Paul in Romans 12:18 said it this way, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men." Sometimes it is possible. Sometimes it is not possible. Sometimes the cause demands there be strife. But you are not to initiate strife without a good cause. You are not to be a troublemaker and look for trouble. And even in matters of strife, you are to do everything decently and in order. Paul instructed the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 26, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Even anger is to be controlled. Even anger is to be measured. There is to be a righteous cause for anger to be expressed. Jesus said in Matthew 5:22, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Eliab, David's oldest brother, was angry at David when David spoke for the Lord against the Philistines just before David killed Goliath. Eliab was angry at David without a cause, but David was angry at the Philistines with good cause. That cause was the Lord's cause. Eliab said in 1 Samuel 17:28, "Why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." Eliab was the eldest and thought he knew David's heart, but Eliab knew nothing of David's heart, for Scripture tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. David was sincere when he replied to Eliab in 1 Samuel 17:29, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" Yes, there was a great cause. Was not Goliath defying the armies of the living God? This was a reproach to Israel, God's chosen people. Yes, there was a cause, And David rightly engaged in strife and faced the one bringing harm to the name of God. What better cause is there in which to engage in strife than to uphold the name of God? That is the cause to which the projector is dedicated, the cause of God, the cause of Christ. Under the logo of the projector is the purpose, projecting the light of the Word of God on the issues of the day. If that is done faithfully, the result is going to be strife. In this day especially, there is plenty of opposition to the cause of Christ. There are plenty of issues worth defending. The cause of Christ is a cause in which a life spent in strife, a life spent in battle, a life spent defending the Word of God, is a worthy life and a life blessed by God. But if the cause justifies the strife, you are to conduct yourself as a child of God, humble, long-suffering, gentle, but not spineless and weak. You are to defend truth, justice, and right. If strife is called for, then be not afraid to call upon the grace of God to conduct yourself in accordance with the principles of the Word of God. But strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.